A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 28 to 44. And one of the scribes came up, and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart, and all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that Christ is the son of David? David himself in the Holy Spirit declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Mark Knuckles, St. Paul and Jesus Lutheran Church of the Deaf, Austin, Texas.
The devil is in the details. Typically, that's a phrase which is used to convey that something is not as simple or not as clear as it seems at first blush. When our Lord proclaims to the scribe in this morning's text that the most important commandment of all is, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, and the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, there is no other commandment greater than these," truly, the devil is in the details. Or maybe better said, sin and Satan are in the details. For even though the scribe responded with a statement of affirmation that what Jesus had said is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices, he understated his agreement to God's great command. Sin and Satan are in the details of this command, especially when it is applied to you and to me. Hence our Lord's response to that scribe and to us. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Such love, such devotion, such commitment is laudable, but it is not possible without faith. Loving God and our neighbor above all things, such is a tall order for you and for me, for we daily find ourselves in the muddled mess of competing devotions toward our God and our neighbor, and also toward our own desires, toward our own concerns, and even toward our own anxieties. All who heard Jesus' response understood the details of sin and Satan, because our text proclaims, "And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions." What else could be added? All has been said. Do you cry for mercy? Or do you expound upon the details of your theologically educated life, claiming the difficulties of the hand dealt to you by your God? Such details are full of sin and of Satan. Such details are a tangled web enmeshing you in its grasp by your unrealistic estimation of yourself and your sin-filled abilities. How vain would it be for you to consider your fulfillment of these great commands by your disciplined life? How useless would it be for you to contemplate your fulfillment of these great commands by your self-controlled life? And yet these commands are the greatest, for they were demanded of you by your loving Creator. Turn to your God and acknowledge your lack of love for Him and your lack of love for your neighbor. Return to your Creator and confess the details of your sins and the details of your compromise with Satan, for these are the pertinent details of the devil with which he, that is Satan, would rather you not wrestle, but justify yourself before your God. My hope, my comfort, and my confidence is found not in myself, but it is found in the one who has loved God above all things, and it is found in the one who has faithfully loved his neighbor as himself. As was written by Paul Gerhard, "Yet, O Lord, not thus alone make me see your passion, but its cause to me make known, and its termination. Ah, I also in my sin wrought your deep affliction. This indeed the cause of your crucifixion. If my sins give me alarm and my conscience grieve me, let your cross my fear disarm. Peace of conscience give me. Help me see forgiveness won by your holy passion. If for me he slays his son, God must have compassion. Here such details of my sin and Satan have been accomplished. I am free, and by faith do love him and my neighbor. In the name of Jesus, amen."
We thank Pastor Mark Knuckles for our meditation on God's Word.